Opening day is tomorrow here in Detroit. Baseball opening night is tonight. JP Morosi, Fox Sports and MLB Network, joins us for a quick prognosis of the Tigers' chances. JP, how are you?
Outstanding, Mitch. Thanks for all you do, my friend. And my quick prognosis is this can be a playoff team. In fact, I'm going to predict Tigers make the playoffs this season.
All right.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Are you saying that because they expanded the playoffs, or are you saying that because they're really good?
Both. The expanded playoffs will help. I actually have them as my third wild card team in the American League. So by definition, the expanded playoffs will help them get in. But this is a team that I believe is ready to win. I like the mix of veterans and young players, certainly with Torkelson. Hopefully, once Riley Green is healthy, he's in there as well. I think Jamer Candelario is an overlooked star in baseball now. I think Akil Badu coming in for his second year will be excellent. And Austin Meadows arriving in a trade. They've done a very good job of managing their young pitching to the point that the likes of Mize, Manning, and Scooble are not going to have innings limitations this season. So, Mitch, I really think you look at the way this division plays out. The White Sox have a couple significant injuries to deal with early on in the season. I believe AJ Hinch and his group will get off to a good start. It's a tough schedule in April, but as long as they're around 500 by the end of April, this is a team that I believe will only get better as the year goes along.
What do you think of the new acquisitions? You know, just running through them quickly. Barnhart, Rodriguez, Meadows. Which of those do you think is going to have the biggest impact?
Right. I think, well, first of all, Barnhart is going to be someone who really impacts the team, obviously on the days that he catches, but even on some of the days when he's not, because he's almost like that extra coach on the field. Really good, smart game caller, excellent handler of pitchers. I think he's a really good player to add to this group. He was on some very competitive teams in Cincinnati, so I think he really adds in a veteran savvy behind the plate that is really crucial, I think, for this team as they look towards making the playoffs. Javier Baez, electrifying player. He is someone that I would say Tiger fans with Javi understand that he will have a few days where he goes 0 for 12 with 9 strikeouts, and you're saying to yourself, what did the Tigers just pay for? And then in the next three games, he'll go 8 for 12 with 3 home runs. That is just the kind of player that he is. He will occasionally frustrate you. He will also dazzle and entertain you a lot. He can be an all-or-nothing player offensively, but also a brilliant defender, a bit of a Jose Iglesias-type shortstop defender. So I think Baez, you really enjoy watching play. I think, you know, Torkelson and Green are from within the organization. Of course, Green is injured right now, but I think having Torkelson as a new bat, he really adds a lot. I think of run production. We saw him last year. He went through some struggles early on in the season. I believe that having gone through those struggles will make him a better player now. And Eduardo Rodriguez, he's the opening day starter, the ace. He came over. He pitched a lot of high-profile games, Mitch, for the Boston Red Sox. So he understands the big stage, joining the Tigers' great lineage of Venezuelan players. Of course, that includes Cabrera and Ordóñez and Carlos Guillén, Aníbal Sánchez in years past. So certainly a very comfortable spot for Eduardo.
All right. That's as thorough as you can get.
That's it.
JP, I like it. You ran through everybody. all right. You heard JP say it. Playoff team. And we're gonna be calling you in September.
I'm buying
my tickets.
Right. My understanding, Mitch, is that this segment will be preserved if they make the playoffs. And if they don't, it shall be lost to history.
I don't know where you got that understanding. Nobody on this show gave you that understanding.
It was a conditional off the record.
Apparently Blake is now making deals on the side.
Sorry.
That's all right. We just found out Blake was dating Steve Courtney for the last 3 weeks. So,
was?
You know, there's news breaking here all the time. So.
Boy, aren't you glad you called in, JP?
Yeah.
This is where I get all my scoops. I call it in. Great
to hear from you, JP. Be well. Enjoy the season.
Likewise. Happy opening day. Thanks so much. Thank you.